And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan with him. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey, and this was his message. After me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw the heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven came, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I begin, if you'll allow me a couple of personal words. Back when I was a teenager, in those days we called it junior high school, now it's a middle school, my dad was the pastor of the church in West Palm Beach. I was in the Luther League, and the church asked us to come to Boynton Beach and survey the neighborhood to see if there could be a Lutheran church here. So I got to do that. The result? Ascension Lutheran Church. So I always have a special part for this church. Also, the late Pastor Bartley. Pastor Bartley and Irene worked with us for years. There was such a treasure to be with us. We have with us Pastor Bartley's chalice we gave him at his 50th ordination. It's a treasure to be with you. For hundreds of years, Lutheran pastors used Psalm 91 to open. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Now, if I opened my sermon this morning and said to you, Merry Christmas, Pastor, that was December 25th. That was last year. Most of us know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. A lot of people think that's the 12 days before Christmas. It's after Christmas. The 12th day is called Epiphany, or the day the wise men visited Jesus. So here we come to the day after, and this is the baptism of Jesus. If you look on the very front of your bulletin, there's a picture of that right at the bottom, in color, Jesus being baptized. Now, if we were in Ethiopia today, this day would be Christmas. That's where Merry Christmas would come from. 12 days after Christmas in Ethiopia is the day we celebrate today, the baptism of Jesus. Now, last month, I received the most unusual Christmas present ever. It's a little umbrella from my CPA with the name of the company. Interesting guy, been in the treasury of the church for years, very committed. His son is a missionary in Egypt, along with his wife. They together serve, and I pray for them all the time. And I thought, what could Gary possibly mean with an umbrella? So I got to thinking about Ethiopia. Perhaps through the years you have seen pictures of these beautiful umbrellas. Those come from Ethiopia. Why? The baptism of Jesus. I didn't know much about that, and I thought I'd better research it and find out what's going on. So I did. Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian centers in all the world. Known in the Bible over and over again, they have an interesting thing that happens when they come to the baptism of Jesus. There is no celebration like it anywhere on earth. Now, in Ethiopia, every church has a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. If you don't know what that is, I will try to quickly explain it to you. The Ark of the Covenant was made by Moses at the bottom of Mount Sinai to put in what? The Ten Commandments. Remember, these were the second tablets. The first he threw at the golden calf, because he was so upset with their worshiping an idol. These are put in that and carried by the Levi tribe, which are the priests. Many others tried, they would die, they would get sick. So as far as something sacred within the Jewish community, the Ark of the Covenant was about as special as it gets. And there's reference after reference in the Old Testament and two in the New Testament. One in the book of Hebrews that says, inside now are three items, not one. The other two items are a plate full of manna. Manna was the bread that God put out on the ground for the 40 years the Israelites wandered around. The other was the rod of Aaron. Aaron was Moses' brother, the head of the priest. It burst into bloom, and it's inside too. The question is, where is the Ark of the Covenant now? Many times they have tried to find it, and unfortunately in 1981 we had something called Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I don't follow Hollywood, I follow the Bible. It's quite a bit different. So they claim the Ark is in Ethiopia. And every single Christian church in Ethiopia has a model replica of the Ark in their church covered as a very sacred object. And it stays there all year until the baptism of Jesus. Then at 2 a.m. in the morning, every pastor and congregation take the Ark. The pastor puts the Ark on his head, still covered, and they head for the nearest body of water, whether it's a pond or whether it's a river, whatever it might be. And there they begin the celebration of the baptism of Jesus. All of the Arks that come are put in a special tent created just for them. And on the 19th of January, that's 12 days after their Christmas, the celebration really cranks up and gets going. And what happens at that time is the head priest comes. This is an Ethiopian cross, with a gold Ethiopian cross, dips the cross in the water, blesses the people, and lots of the people, especially the children, go into the water remembering their baptism. The beautiful umbrellas are there to remember the Holy Ghost has come down, not just to Jesus and show who he is, but also to us in our baptism. And the priests also do something interesting. They turn the umbrella upside down and pass it around as an offering plate. It's kind of interesting. Then at the end of that ceremony on the 19th, they take the arks back to each church and it's put there. We don't know if the ark that they say they have is real. It might be. It's hard to say. Originally, the day of Epiphany was older than Easter. And it was a three-pronged event. Epiphany, the visit of the Christmas, Epiphany, the baptism of Jesus, and Epiphany also was the first miracle of Jesus, the changing of the water into wine in Cana. Do you know what they all mean together? Jesus is no longer hidden. He is the Son of God. He is now to the world. In Hebrew tradition, if you're 30 years old, you can think about becoming a rabbi. How old was Jesus? 30 years old. So a very important event in Ethiopia. Now, you go to the New Testament, and we say we found in Hebrews the added part. You know where the ark now is also mentioned? The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. In heaven, where the throne is, they have opened it up, and you look inside at what's there. The Ark of the Covenant. It says so in the book of Revelation. So I am hoping that the next time you see an umbrella, you're going to think of your baptism, and Jesus' baptism, and how blessed we are. You know why I say that? Because the Ark of the Covenant had two angels and a place in between on top of the cabinet called the mercy seat. When Moses was there, God would talk to them and talk to you. They couldn't talk to him all the time. Can you? Absolutely. We're baptized. Jesus made it possible for us to see and talk to the Savior all the time. That's how blessed we are. So I hope the next time you use an umbrella, lately we've had to a lot, right? That you'll remember your baptism, how blessed you are, and how blessed God has made us all. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would pardon me, one more quick umbrella story. There was a place in the Midwest where the drought was very serious, so bad that people called their pastor and said, we need a special service. And so they had a special service and they prayed and it was sincere and nothing happened. And the pastor said, not one of you brought an umbrella. Trust God, He's the one. God who names you, God who claims you, and the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, bless you and remain with you always. Amen.